very predictable. And given that you see the machine-like nature of so many reptilian animals and what have you in the human society, there is a correlation between the two and why the reptilian form is so common an expression of this machine-like, unemotional, computer-like mentality.
Is it possible the stories of the Archons really are describing reptilian humanoid beings? And might our own so-called reptilian traits really be the product of alien engineering?
People focus on the Garden of Eden story in the Bible as if it's a one-off. Look around the world and you'll find similar stories on a similar theme. It seems to be talking about when humans were created, Adam and Eve. I would strongly suggest from my research that actually it's not talking about that at all. It's talking about the point when human genetics were interfered with and genetically manipulated. And so humans became at that point themselves a hybrid, which had a great infusion, I would suggest, of what I would call Archon genetics, symbolically the serpent in the Garden of Eden. And